All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And good afternoon and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Thronberry, CW2 type, helicopter pilot in Vietnam, 1969. I want to welcome everybody to Veterans Radio today. Whew, kind of just skidded in here and just been here my chinny chin chin, it seems like, on a fairly regular basis when we kind of switch out studios here at the beginning of the program. Today's program is going to be really fun, so we're hoping that you will participate. You can give us a call here on Veterans Radio at 734-822-1600. That's 734-822-1600. We're going to be doing music, a lot of music. Many of you out there are familiar with Michael J. Martin, but I bet you didn't know that he had a partner way back at the beginning, and I just learned a lot about his partner, and that was Tim Doc Holliday. And they made a lot of great music, beginning especially in the late 70s and early 80s, and that I just was listening to earlier this week. And boy, I can't wait to talk about this. We've got Michael J. Martin's daughter, Andy, on the program today, and we've got Doc Holliday's unfortunate widow on our program, Dixie. And Dixie, in case you didn't know it, is Dixie Davis. She is married to Medal of Honor recipient Sammy Davis. So it's going to be kind of a old home week. We had Andy on the program earlier on, about a month or so ago, and played strictly Michael J. Martin music. And so today we're going to kind of combine the two and talk about their music. They're both veteran troubadours. They had a cause that they were fighting for, and they got a lot of people involved. And I think as we play some of the songs that you will recognize many of them, and you'll also get as motivated as they were. I thought that after listening to so many of them that I was ready to go out and start marching and, you know, on whatever it happened to be where they felt that veterans were not being treated fairly. And it's just very motivational, and I think that you'll enjoy the songs as we play them later on. I don't really have any events. If you have something that you would like us to talk about here on Veterans Radio today or you'd like us to announce, again, you can give us a call at that 734-822-1600 number. But we are going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Andy Martin and Dixie Davis. We'll be right back. And we're back on Veterans Radio after a very quick break there. Joining me on the line right now is, I'm going to start off with Dixie Davis. And Dixie, welcome to Veterans Radio.
I apologize for my voice. I had a little simple surgery about 3 months ago, and the doctor made a mistake and cut my vocal cord. So it takes a very, very long time to heal. So I'm just going to do the very best I can. I'm learning patience.
I would guess, Dixie, and I would thank you so much for agreeing to be on the program today.
Sure. Even,
and then we'll go take care of your doctor later.
thank you.
I wanted to start off because not many of our listeners are familiar with Doc Holliday as much as they are with Michael J. Martin, and that's unfortunate because Doc passed away. When was that?
In 2000, he passed away.
Okay.
He got sick in 1995. And unfortunately, he had throat cancer, which for a singer was horrible.
Right.
But it was caused by Agent Orange. So he did 3 tours in Vietnam, so he really got
a share
of exposure.
Tell me a little bit about Doc, would you? You know, I know that he was a corpsman.
Yes.
And you say you did 3 tours in Vietnam?
Yes. He was always attached to the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there early in, I'm not remembering all the dates, but 64. And
oh, wow. He was there at the very beginning.
Yes, and 66 and 67, I believe. Sam is nodding his head yes, so.
Okay. Well, we have our resident, you know, expert in the background there. That's Sammy Davis, Medal of Honor recipient, who hopefully that we'll be able to talk to a little bit later on. So tell me, how did Doc get involved with the music, and how did he get hooked up with Michael J. Martin?
Well, Timo is always an entertainer. He, when he came home from Vietnam, he was in the service for almost 13 years, but he still had bands even while he was stationed stateside. And he did very well. He was originally from Abilene, Texas, and then he moved to Dallas, and he had some very well-known groups in Dallas. He even had a recording contract with United Artists in Nashville for a while.
Oh, okay.
And so that's how he met Michael, was in Dallas. They each had their own bands, and they just kind of hit it off, both being veterans. Michael was the one that was always boisterous and loud. I bet Andy is laughing. I'm sure she can hear this. And Jim was always the laid-back one. And they started writing songs together, performing the songs. And Jim really, really loved doing that. He said he led the life of a musician. And so he did some crazy things. And then being a Vietnam vet, you still did crazier things. And
yes.
And he told me, I didn't know him back in those early days, but he Sam just said I did. But he loved doing the veterans music. He called that the righteous music. It was doing something that meant something to him and to others. He really felt like he was helping some of the guys that were having a lot of trouble with PTS and adjusting. And then their music was done, and the walks were done for veterans' rights. And also, very big back then was the POW/MIA issue.
Right, and many of their songs. One of the albums that I was listening to was Johnny Comes Marching Home. And it was a live show. It sounded like the entire was a cassette that I listened to it on.
Yes, yeah.
But it sounded like it was a live performance.
They were not all done at the same time.
Okay.
And I think most everything was done live and recorded in front of actual audiences, because there's a lot of audience participation in many of the songs, as you
right.
probably heard. And I love some, they did some things that were very funny and some that were poignant and some sad. So they kind of mixed it up and did a little bit of everything.
Well, yes, they certainly did. I wanted to play one of the songs there. They collaborated on a lot of the songs, and you can really hear the difference in the voices when you hear them. On your list that you gave me, you had from the Johnny Comes Marching Home album, you've got the Could Have Been Me, Coming Home, and Looking for the Light, Trying to Find the Fire, which was one of those sing-along types of songs.
Yeah.
Let's play the Could Have Been Me one.
Okay.
And we'll just play that a little bit, because many of us that were in Vietnam and can always react to that one, that it could have been me. But
I've never talked to a veteran who has not said that.
Oh, absolutely.
The ones that came back and having the survivor guilt. And Sam has even said that many times, as well as Jim saying it. It should have been me.
Right. Yeah, a lot of times there's survivor's guilt because you did, you know, you were fortunate and lucky enough. I think luck had a lot to do with it, it seems, you know, when you looked right instead of left, and luckily it missed you.
Yes, and you always wonder why.
Yeah, you do. There's a much bigger power out there that, you know, many of us aren't even aware of that protects us, I think.
I agree.
Because we have other things we have to do. So let's play this one, Could Have Been Me.
Okay.
Here we go.
Any of you guys ever spend any time in a place called Leech Valley? Nice name, huh? In a place we call Leech Valley, 1968, we became a family in the middle of a monsoon rain. There were four of us in a two-man tent, shaking like newborn pups. Me and Dixie and Jesse and Lopez, bound by brotherly love. Went to hell and back again in the early part of 69. I was walking point the day that old Dixie hit the mine. Dixie never knew what happened. He was dead before it crossed his mind. Lopez lost a leg that day, and I think about it all sometime. It could have been me. Could have been me. I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. Well, the last time I seen old Lopez, he was still selling real estate. He got a fine little family, a nice little home. He said he was doing great. We throwed down a few beers together, and he told me sometimes he cried when he thought about how it could have been him the day that old Dixie died. And it could have been me.
It could have been me.
Could have been me.
Lord, it could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. Well, Jesse got to run into cocaine. I guess he run out of luck. Got into a deadly game. Got a stretch up in Attica. But Jesse ain't blaming nobody. He knew the game when he ended up. Still, he could stand another chance. I think the man done paid enough. And it could have been me.
It could have been me.
It could have been me, Lord.
It could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. I ain't had it that easy. I give the devil his due, my friend. I smoke, I sing, I drink, I dream. Do with it the best I can. I ain't asking for nothing but a little respect. Think about what we've been through. The cost of glory and the price we paid. Think about how it could have been you. And it could have been me.
It could have been me.
Could have been me, Lord. Now I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me.
Y'all sing.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
Could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me.
Sing!
Could have been me, could have been me, could have been me, could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me. I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me.
Okay, that could have been me.
Yes.
Yes, from, and that is from the Johnny Comes Marching Home album CD. And I'm gonna, I want to bring Andy on the line right now. Andy, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all. How are you?
Good. How's it going up there?
It's cold. I think winter.
So
has
this would be the wrong time to brag about the nice little 60 days.
Yeah.
60-degree day I'm having?
That's right. Not no.
Okay.
Yesterday we had even had a little accumulation of snow. I couldn't believe it when I looked out the window.
I don't think South Texas has ever seen snow, so.
No, we don't want to do that. I wanted to bring Andy on also because I want to hear about the dynamic, I guess the relationship between Tim and Michael. The songs, it just seems like they had such a close relationship, and Andy, I'm going to ask you first what you could tell us about their relationship.
Well, they had an awesome chemistry. I mean, they just kind of totally balanced each other out. You know, Holiday was a lot more laid back than Daddy. Daddy was kind of known for his, I'm going to call it intensity. yeah, I hear Dixie laughing. You know, and they just balanced each other out, you know, where one came short, the other one filled in, and it just, the chemistry was perfect. And these two got on stage, and the minute they started singing to the vets could connect to them because they immediately knew that they were genuine. These were two soldiers singing to soldiers. They knew that they were the real thing. And I think that's why they made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Well, I think that is really true. And I just wanted to read for our audience out here, if you'd like to, if any of you knew either Michael J. or Tim Doc Holliday, feel free to give us a call at 734-822-1600. Michael J. was an Army point man for his year in Vietnam. And I didn't even realize that he was there pretty much the same time I was. It looked like he was there from around October 68 to October of 69, and I was there from December 68 to December of 69. So I might have given him a ride somewhere. You never know. probably. And that Doc
if you
had been
did,
a Navy.
I'm sure you would have remembered him.
Well, that's probably true.
Now, Daddy had a lot more hair back then. So
that's the only time I remember. I had the fortune of meeting Michael twice, and both times he had a baseball cap on, so I never got to see, you know, the amount or lack thereof of hair. But I did want to.
Yeah, Daddy said that he had hair right up until I was born, and then I got it all.
Oh well, there you go. That's nice of him to share. But Michael was awarded a Silver Star, Bronze Star, Purple Heart, Combat Infantry Badge, and Doc also had a Naval Achievement Badge with a Combat V. And so he, you know, these guys obviously were out in the field. And I think, as you said, when they start singing, if you close your eyes, you can almost imagine being there with them and that they were your friends. And so I wanted to play that song that Dixie had chosen. Right now I am looking to play How Far Can You Go for a Friend.
And that's a good one. What that meant to me.
I know that.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about it.
Tim was adopted when he was very, very young. Okay. I think he was only 2. And he always thought that nobody loved him. He never knew his real parents. And he always had that. Michael told me one time that you had to prove to Tim every single day that you loved him. Mm-hmm. Never took it for granted. And Michael made a comment to me one time. Tim was sick for 5 years with cancer. And he said, I think he finally learned that someone loved him for who he was, not for the entertainer, mm-hmm. not for any other reason, but just for the real Tim. So when he passed away, I had a bench made for the backyard, and that's the song title that I had put on it.
Okay, well, let's listen to this right now. Michael J. Martin and Tim Doc Holliday, and How Far Can You Go for a Friend?
Rangers by day, raiders by night. It depends on which side of the border you ride. You can bend the damn law, but not the code you live by. And the burden of honor is heavy. It's so hard to decide what's wrong and what's right. One man's credence is another man's crime. One man's shame is another man's pride. And neither hatred nor love know a boundary. How far can you go for a friend? Will you walk through the rain and the wind? How many miles is too much to defend? How far can you go till you call it the end? How far can you go for friend? When you think of the times you laughed till you cried,
And the pranks and the drunks and the scrapes and the fights. And the times that you talked and the times that you was quiet. And the miles that you covered together. Compañeros, compadres, amigos, my friends. The years come and go and they just blow in the wind. Tomorrows are numbered and yesterday's been. Just how damn far is forever? How far can you go for a friend? Will you walk through the rain and the wind? How many miles is too much to depend? How far can you go till you call it the end? How far can you go for a friend? Rangers by day and raiders by night. It depends on which side of the border you ride. You can bend the damn law, but not the code you live by. And the burden of honor is heavy.
And we are back on Veterans Radio here. If you're like trying to call us, somebody's been calling my cell phone during that song. The local number for our station is 734-822-1600. 734-822-1600. It doesn't appear as though the 800 number is working today. So if you want to give us a call, do it that way, please. So ladies, tell me about Dixie. I'll come to you first. That's a very powerful song.
It is, and it can mean something to so many different people.
Wow. I mean, it's just so amazing how these two were able to tap into the mind of the veterans. And I was wondering if either one of you could tell us a little bit about these marches that they participated in and that they organized. Can I start with you, Dixie, on that one?
I went on several of them, and it was hard work. It was, I think what captured my heart is the people that would come out to support the veterans and what they were trying to accomplish. There was always someone that went ahead and arranged all the food, lodging, and then people would come out, and it was always wonderful. It was people that, well, we did one around Stevenson County, which was where I lived at the time in Northwest Illinois. I met some people that I knew that I had never known that he was a Vietnam veteran. He never, ever mentioned it until there was a reason. And so I think that, and we still stay in touch. Mm-hmm. And he said that music is what calmed my soul.
I gave me a reason
to go on.
I totally agree, and I think that a lot of their music did bring a lot of us out to start supporting the veterans' issues and making us aware that we were not out there alone. I think that was a big message. Andy, did you go participate in any of those marches? Did he take his little girl along with him?
I did. I was on the first march in 85, you know, learning how to walk fast to keep up with Daddy. And then in 87, I got to go on some of that, but it was also while I was in school. I was only, I think, 11 on that one, so I only got to go on a little bit of that one. I the biggest part for me on that one was even though I was a little kid, nobody excluded me from anything. Mm-hmm. You know, they made sure that I was well taken care of. They would pull me from, even, you know, I was being stubborn and wanted to walk with Daddy. They would pull me off, and, you know, Doc would treat my feet, you know, just like he was doing everybody else's. And I do remember being in an armory in Arkansas, and there was a guy on the march named Hot Wheels Bursino. He had lost his legs in Nam, and he had a spare wheelchair that he let me play with. And while everybody was treating the blisters on their feet, I ended up getting blisters on my thumb.
Oh,
and
for the wheelchair.
Holiday ended up treating the blisters on my thumb from playing in Hot Wheels wheelchair.
Wow.
Good one, yeah. Way to get attention.
Great story. And yeah. These marches went all over. We've got about 30 seconds now, and we're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour for the news. And when we come back, we've got somebody on the phone that wants to make a comment, and we'll get to, looks like Richard from Colorado. We'll get you on the line as soon as we go through the news, take a little break. We're going to hear a little Medal of Honor thing for one of our other honored guests, who I think is probably sitting there drinking coffee and enjoying the program. If you've got anything you'd like to add to the program, folks, give us a call here at Veterans Radio at 734-822-1600, and we'd love to play the song that you might have. We'll be right back after the news.
Looking for the light, trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, that's all that I desire. I'm looking for the light, and I'm trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, that's all that I desire. I heard the word, it's in the air, riding on the wind. They say a fire's burning there, help us find our way back in. They say it's called the last patrol, come to set us free. And it ranks us well with a lot of souls who feel a lot like me. I'm looking for the light, and I'm trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, it's all that I desire. I'm looking for the light, and I'm trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, it's all that I desire. Heard truckers say it's seen them coming down the road. Say they flew the flags of freedom for some forgotten soul. Said a man up front was walking tall, held a torch up high. Said he caught a cadence being called as they came marching by. I'm looking for the light, and I'm trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, that's all that I desire. I'm looking for the light, and I'm trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, that's all that I desire. I heard about the rainbow, I heard about the rain. I heard it on the radio the day the general came. About stout-hearted men I heard about your plight. I heard about Lady Bird and the tears that she cried. I'm looking for the light, and I'm trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, that's all that I desire. I'm looking for the light, and I'm trying to find the fire. I hope I make it home tonight, it's all that I desire. Hopping from hill to Valhalla. And
that's Michael J. Martin and him and Doc Holliday with their song. That is from the Johnny Comes Marching Home album, Looking for the Light, Trying to Find the Fire. We've got on our program today here on Veterans Radio, we're talking about Martin and Holliday music, and we're talking with Dixie Davis, who is Doc Holliday's widow, and we're talking with Andy Martin, who happens to be Michael J.'s daughter. We also have somebody on the line and seems to have known everybody in the story, I think his name is. And that is Richard Campos. And Richard is calling from Colorado. And Richard, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you.
So,
hey, ladies.
Okay. So tell us what you know about Mike and Doc.
Well, I first heard about Mike and Doc and the Last Patrol back in the mid-'80s, after they had done their walk from Dallas to San Antonio. I live in Denver, Colorado, and that's where I was at that time. I was also a member of the local Vietnam Veterans of America chapter, and the president at that time also knew Martin and Holliday and was able to arrange for them to come up to Denver so we could do a short walk from Fort Collins to Denver when the replica of the traveling wall was at Regis University here.
Oh, okay.
So we did that 65-mile walk in a couple of days or so, and then they played a concert there at Regis University to the community and the veterans that walked and the civilians, so to speak, that joined us and helped us out and so forth. And that was actually the first time I had seen them perform in person, though I did have a copy of the Johnny Comes Marching Home tape, cassette at that time.
Right, yes.
So, and shortly after that second walk, I took it upon myself to begin to walk from Denver to San Antonio, which San Antonio is my hometown. Actually, that's where I was born. And the veterans there were in the process of building a memorial called Hill 881 South, which showed a Navy corpsman holding a wounded Marine, of which I was am a Marine, showing that it was he was looking up in the air, waiting for the chopper to come down and grab the wounded Marine and take him back to medevac.
Wow, that's a great story, Richard.
At being from San Antonio, and during that period of time, I was in between jobs a lot, married, three kids, and really having a hard time of the situation from my time in Vietnam. But listening to Mike and Tim's music, it just kind of, I guess the best way to say it is they saved my life, as they had saved numerous other veterans throughout the years, and the veterans that we met on the walks, et cetera, and so forth. So I made it there, San Antonio, and Mike and Tim, along with the other members of the Last Patrol, also they did another concert there in front of the Alamo. And I guess from then on, we did a couple of few other walks cross country, and I was fortunate enough to be able to since I wasn't working and having a very patient wife at that time to put up with me and allow me to go and do these walks. And so that helped tremendously, being with them, being with the other members of the Last Patrol, but their music and their love of the brother veteran, sister veteran, that's what keeps a lot of us still going.
I couldn't agree with you more, Richard. I wish that I had been aware of their music much earlier on. I would have loved to have participated in those marches. I think they were such a powerful statement that they were making. I want to thank you for listening to Veterans Radio.
Well, I'm glad that Dixie sent out an email mentioning this, and I was able to get to part one, so to speak, of the program you had with Andy through your website. I was able to listen to that, too, and that I forwarded it to as many people as I know of that I have email addresses for. Well, let them know about the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's always our pleasure. People can always go to our archives and find all the programs that we've done over the years. And sometimes if I can remember how to do it, you just type in the name of the guest, and sometimes that will pop up exactly where it is. So, again, thank you very much, Richard, for calling into the program. And hope to talk to you again. And send me an email to Dale at Veterans Radio, and I'll add you to our list, veteransradio.net. And we'll,
I sure will. And thank you for having the program. And ladies, Dixie, get your throat feeling better. And Miss Andy, hello again.
Okay.
And you all take care.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, what about that, ladies? It's nice you got some fan mail people calling you. yeah.
You know, Compost was one of Daddy's favorite people. He was a true brother.
Okay. All right, so it's amazing that, you know, when you do radio, or you do, especially when you do radio on the internet, when you get the calls from all over the world, and it just makes you realize how much smaller it is than you think it is, and especially when you find out how many people were affected by the music of these two men, and I, as he was speaking, I was thinking the same thing. They gave a lot of hope and a lot of I don't know what the word would be exactly. Just comfort, I think, to so many veterans who had you know, kind of locked themselves away, you know, once they got home.
I think it worked both ways. This music was their healing process too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you can just tell by the energy, by the emotion, and by the lyrics especially. And you have to listen to the songs more than once because you got to catch the lyrics. And they, you know, because they're just as powerful as the music is itself. I wanted to play another song, and Andy was on the program a little over a month ago. I didn't realize it was that short a time, but it worked out well. And that was you mentioned one of your favorite songs, which was the one is When Daddy Comes Home. And so,
yes.
So I'd like to play that one more time before we go to another break. So as soon as we get that queued up, and it is. So this is Michael J. Martin as well, and I've got albums all over my desk here, which is kind of cool. I can just grab them all as we go. And this is called When Your Daddy Comes Home.
When your daddy comes home, honey, we're gonna throw our arms around him. Our whole family will surround him and hold him tight. Then we'll bring him on home, honey. Show the picture you drew for him and say a prayer and thank the Lord he's home alive. But it's gonna take time to heal. And we have to keep in mind what he's been through. Just believe it will be fine someday. When your daddy comes home, when your daddy comes home, honey, he may want to be alone. He may go off on his own sometime. What we need to know, honey, is that we've done nothing wrong. It's just a war that he has known still on his mind. And it's gonna take time to heal. Have to keep in mind what he's been through. Just believe it will be fine someday soon. When your daddy comes home. Your daddy comes home, honey. We're gonna throw our arms around him. Our whole family will surround him and hold him tight. When your daddy comes home.
That was When Your Daddy Comes Home, and I got that one off of the Unsung Heroes or Bonafide Characters album by Michael J. Martin. And Andy, that's such a great song.
That's a good one, huh?
I know it is. I could, you know, we all get very emotional whenever we listen to any of these songs. And anyway, that was good. I like that one. When they were writing their music, Dixie and trying to get their message out, it sounds like they were willing to travel anywhere. I know that Michael Jay had come to Ypsilanti about 10 years ago or so, to play for a fundraiser here. And this is what they seem to do. Is this how they made their living? Dixie, are you still there?
Did we lose her?
I think we might have lost her. Sounds like we'll call her right back.
I can tell you that is how they made their living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that much of a living. It was sparse. You know, Daddy was, you know, Daddy did take the sweet and low packets from the restaurants. I can tell you that.
Oh,
And you know, and they did travel absolutely everywhere. You know, this was, you know, when they were first doing the marches and everything and first traveling around, that was before everybody and their dog had a cell phone.
Oh,
and,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, I was usually living with my mom at the time, and I have the most insane collection of postcards from places that I'd never heard of, and some of them I still haven't, except for the postcard. You know, so, you know, because a lot of times it was like that kind of thing where you needed to do one phone call a week, you know, because mm-hmm. it was still getting charged long distance. So Daddy would send me two or three postcards a week from all the different places that they would travel. They went everywhere.
It just sounds like they're like Johnny Appleseed of veterans music, going all over the country and spreading their seeds and and saving everybody. I don't know if they were aware of the effect that they had on the rest of us out there. And I just think that that's so important. That we get that out, that you know, both of these men were just so talented, but they were so dedicated to their fellow veterans that they wanted to, I don't know, it's like they wanted to wrap their arms around all of us. That's the way I feel. And I think, Dixie, we got you back, correct? Yep, Dixie, we got you back?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was just saying, it's like both of these guys seem to wrap their arms around the entire veteran community across the country and tried to make us feel better.
Well, I know that they sincerely love veterans, and that's why they did it. They wanted to make a difference. I have letters that I saved through the years, and they would all start the same. And I told Jim, this might be a great title of a book.
Mm-hmm.
Start with, you don't know me, but. And then it would be the difference that music had made in their lives.
Well, that's for sure. I'm going to take another real quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up. The hour is going very quickly, but I want to talk about a couple of other songs, and we'll try to play segments of a few more before we run out of time. So don't go away. You're listening to Veterans Radio, and we will be right back.
Live, 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 right, live. Lord, I love my liberty.
Lord, I love my liberty.
But I know freedom don't come free.
But I know freedom don't come free.
Wrong is wrong and right is right.
Wrong is wrong and right is right.
Sometimes, son, you gotta fight to fight.
Sometimes, son, you gotta fight to fight.
Say sound off.
One, two.
Sound off.
Three, four.
United we stand.
One, two, three, four, one, two. Let's roll!
Hey, Al-Qaeda, listen up.
Hey, Al-Qaeda, listen up.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and of course, who's Michael J. Martin with his cadence song there. Andy, I wanted to ask you just real quickly. I know when we talked a little over a month ago that you were going to start transferring or remastering some of these CDs. Have you made any progress yet?
I have. I went with the old Davy Crockett, Credence, Make Sure You're Right, and Go Ahead. That
yeah.
was one of Daddy's favorites. And I am happy to say that I sent the two masters off just a few days ago, and I've started the process. So hopefully in the next month, I will have Martin and Holiday CDs once again.
All right. Just let us know right away, because we would love to help you market them. And as I mentioned the last time, as I'm looking at the CDs I've got out here, these are from my partner, Gary Lilly, and I put out a call when I couldn't find CDs of the Now Lay It Down and the Johnny Comes Marching Home, and I got calls to say, I got the cassette. So we're moving on here, and I'm still very excited about the possibility of maybe we can just dedicate a whole program, or maybe just put together a whole series of programs of these two men, their music. I think I know the veteran community would love it.
Great. Well, if anybody needs to get in touch with me about the CDs, my email is super easy. It's andymartin23@rocketmail.com.
Okay. Andy Martin 20. Is that Andy with a Y?
Andy with a Y, with a Y, with a Y. That's a shout out to Teddy Spock out in New Hampshire.
Okay. Andy Martin 23 at Rocket, did you say?
Rocketmail.com.
Rocketmail.com. Holy smokes. You learn something new every day. Rocketmail.com. Dixie, I wanted to ask you, do you have any of the old original, like tapes?
I do.
Or some of this music that Andy might want to tap into?
Well, she has everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I found an old tape that was a master. So I need to send that to you because I can't listen to it.
Okay, you know, yeah, I've got a couple of other tapes that I'm going to have transferred to CD.
I don't know what it is. I'll send it to you, though, because there is a lot of music that Michael and Tim did together that's not recorded. And
yep.
I have a lot of tapes. I'm sure that Andy has some of them, too. But maybe if we ever get really, really ambitious, we can record some more of that.
That I've got to get transferred. He had some songs that he never recorded to CDs. I've got somebody that I'm going to work with over in Austin so that because I'm too scared to mail them to anybody. I'm just going to drive them.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Yes, I agree. You can't let these things out of your hands unless you put them right into somebody else's hands. I understand that. That's for sure. And Austin is not a bad music place from what I understand.
No, we used to live there. Daddy used to play on 6th Street.
everywhere. Well, you know, we are coming up. We got, what, four minutes to go here. And I did want to play one more song, and I like this one. This was called Lord Knows I'm a Sinner.
Isn't that a great song?
It is. It's, well, I got to stretch a little bit while he loads that up. Can you tell me a little bit about that song, Dixie?
Well, I love that song. It's Lord knows I'm a sinner, but I'm still a good man. And I think that was so true of both Michael and Tim. They were musicians. They had wild lives back in the early days, kind of like every Vietnam vet.
I think so. You know, life wasn't real smooth for many of us when we came home originally.
That is so true. And I think that song really may hit home with... Sam said it spoke to every one of them.
I agree, and I'd want to thank Sammy for listening in and being, you know, keeping us on track here with this program, and I'll get him on the program again at another time. So we're going to play this right now. This one is also from the Now Lay It Down CD, and this one calls Lord Knows I'm a Sinner.
God knows I'm a sinner, but I'm still a good man.
Ain't
always a winner, no, but I do what I can. Still see the light.
Okay, we're gonna bring that one down because we've only got about a minute to go. And I wanted to just make sure that I thanked Andy Martin and Dixie Davis for being on Veterans Radio today and sharing your stories about Michael J. Martin and about Tim Doc Holliday. And I'm including, or I'm trying to make sure that you all will come back sometime.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Anytime, Dale.
And maybe I'll have a real voice by then.
Well, that would be good for you. But I want to thank you both very much for sharing. And as I said, this is great music, and it's making us all feel better. And I'm going to try and get in touch with Andy and see if we can upload some more of these things so people can listen on our website and can hear what's happening. So I want to thank you both.
I'll get you taken care of, Dale.
Okay. We'll help you out. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure being on with you.
Thank you very much. I also wanted to thank Ken Rogge because he's the one that recorded the Medal of Honor segment that there for Sammy Davis. So, thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week. We're going to continue finishing off with this song, but until then, you are dismissed.